When we think upon God and we contemplate His greatness, it gives us understanding of our need of Him even more. I was reading through the 90th and 91st Psalm, and I'd like to read that because I think it gives some insight into the creature and the value of us contemplating upon the majestic majesty of God. Now, we know that the Psalm 90 is a prayer of Moses. And Moses was a very humble man. He was like all of us. He was prone to the flesh. We know how he struck the rock and became angry and so on. But this is quite a psalm. This was written about 1,023 years before Christ. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth, and the world even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with the flood, they are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, in the evening is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath, we spend our years a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish it. And then, of course, in Psalm 91, we read, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Well, when we think upon these things, it's amazing what happens God's children, because our minds are something else that God has created. I want to read you a few things that has come to my mind this early morning. The first one is entitled God's Works. God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. His mercy and His grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory. The communion and fellowship with Him in the great by and by. But our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin. Just think how much more precious it will be with Him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and the flesh and the devil, but in the New Jerusalem never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made possible by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness and giving us admission into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine. He says He's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. Thinking on God's works from beginning to end is a marvelous exercise for those who are born again. Well, you know, I think that there's value in thinking on the works of God. The next one is entitled Things We Can't Understand. There are many things we cannot understand. How God created the world in 6 days and holds the world in the palm of His hands. How our salvation was planned by Him before time began. How Satan and evil were all a part of this plan. To reveal unto us His Son, being born in a manger and dying on the cross to save our souls from danger. Of being cast into eternal fire and lost, reconciling us to God, His death, what a tremendous cost. Yes, there are many things we cannot fully understand, but for God's people, He has revealed His Son in them. Okay, the next one I've entitled Mysteries. Mysteries. Mysteries of the earth, the moon, and the sun. Mysteries of many things that are invisible to see. Mysteries of eternity and the relationship between the Father and the Son. Mystery of magnetism, light, and electricity. Mysteries of the afterlife and eternity past. Mysteries of future, looking through a dark glass. Mysteries of heaven and what it will be like. Thank You for revealing to us the mystery of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Well, the next one I've entitled the contemplation. The mind of man is really something, if you think about it, with all its functions and the five senses, what a wonderful creator to create the human brain. It causes great contemplation. We can't refrain from thinking about this divine creator and his majestic perfection. By contemplating on him and how he has given his people divine protection, it is an even greater thing to contemplate about, how he saved us from death and hell. Yes, he took us out of the horrible pit, and now we contemplate on him and in heavenly places sit. Well, these are some things to think on tonight. It's great to contemplate on the great works of God and his majesty, his redemption, his plan of salvation, eternity past, and eternity future. It's great to think on these things. Sometimes we... our brain is limited by our looking through a glass darkly, you know. But I'm looking forward to the day when all of that that is tainted by sin and sorrow and the curse is going to be taken away. And we're going to be forever with him in glory. God be with you this day.